to make sure you have the protection you need with a surprisingly great rate. Visit statefarm.com to find your agent and get a quote today.
Welcome to KWOS Open Air Saturday with Hal Dooley on News Radio 950 KWOS and on FM at 104.5.
I got it.
Good morning and welcome to Open Air Saturday here on News Radio KWS 950-104.5. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, just shy of 60 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today for football, basketball, whatever you want to do outside. Raking leaves, that's a big thing. The compost site is going to be open at least for another year, so you'll be able to put your leaves and your tree branches and whatever else you got to put out in the compost. We're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. We'll talk a little bit about barbecues out at Schulte's. Marine Corps League's out there. Frank Livingston's here. He's going to talk a little bit about Toys for Tots. It's that season. My pal, my close personal pal, 5th Ward City Councilman Mark Schreiber is with us today. He's got a lot to talk about. Got Janet Owsley with us today. Got Edie Vogel with us today. We've got, what's her name? Jeannie Schwaller is here. You can't go downtown without visiting with Jeannie Schwaller. The Blue Star Memorial is going to be hanging out on Veterans Day, November the 11th, about 9 o'clock. Jeannie will be there, and we're going to dedicate the Blue Star Memorial on the north end of the Capitol. Now, if you go to the railroad tracks and on the Missouri River Bridge, I'm sorry, don't get all upset now. It's just radio. It's just radio. We've got a whole hour to clean up everything that we mess up early, okay? Jeannie says that we're going to be at the north end of Madison Street. If you go to the railroad tracks or the Missouri River, you've gone too far. Basically, you can't go any further. So be down that corner next to the governor's mansion. So, Jeannie, what do you think? Are you settled down now? I saw that.
I want the crowd at the right place and not falling off the cliff.
Well, and yeah, we got some people that'll go that have the possibility of falling off the cliff, right, too. So it's Jefferson City. But you've worked very hard on the Blue Star Memorial.
Yes, it's sponsored by the Jefferson City Veterans Council. Sponsored by the Jefferson City Veterans Council and by Capitol Garden Club. And Blue Star Memorial markers are all over the United States. They were started by the National Federated Garden Clubs in 1945. The original marker in Jefferson City was put in 54 on Highway 50, which was designated the byway, out by where the Capitol Mall is. It's now in front of the Washington Park building, still on Highway 50.
Is that the one that was out on Missouri Boulevard for the longest time?
Yes.
On Highway 50 West?
Yes. So okay. It's always been on Highway 50.
Right.
But then we have several others, one in Memorial Park, one in McClung Park, one at the Ike Skelton Center in the Military Museum, one at the National Cemetery, and then there is a marker at Lincoln University at the Soldiers Building, and also the Gold Star marker is on the west side of the Capitol Building.
Yes, and that's a very nice memorial, too. So appreciate all the work that you've been doing on that. So we're also doing, besides the Blue Star Memorial on November the 11th, and I want Councilman Schreiber, what would we do without you? We've got the compost back again.
We do have the compost back, and I think everybody's happy that it's back. Of course, it was kind of a hard decision, but that was a perfect case where citizen input, and people were very nice when they called us, but they called just about all the councilmen, particularly people that were in my age range, which is over 70, and they called. Don't be laughing, Hal.
I am laughing. We're both over 70. We're only 6 months apart, aren't we?
You're 6 months older than I am. Yeah. You just had a birthday. But anyway, we were really glad to have citizen input, and we're glad that we were able to do something to put the compost site and keep it in action.
Can you stick around for a little while? Because sure. I want to talk to you about MSP and the development
sure.
MSP.
Yeah, I will.
So
mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Janet Owsley is in the house. Janet Owsley. I get
morning,
an email
Hal.
From you once a week from the Lions Club. We're deep into that. And, of course, my sponsor of Lions Club over here, 5th Ward City Councilman. And I keep saying that because you're not running again. You're dead in the water, aren't you?
Yeah, but not in the Lions Club. You owe me a dollar.
Oh, you yeah, dollar. Put it on my tab. I'll pay it next Wednesday. Anyway, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Hal. I'm doing really well.
Good.
I'm here today because...
Because you like us, you don't want to be
do.
On KWS.
And I'm surrounded by lions. I have you and Mark and...
And you got the Marine covering your six back there.
Yes,
so
I do. And Jeannie.
You're set, yes.
Yes. And Commissioner Bushman. We're all lions. We all are involved in our community. I was talking to Jim Dyke, and last week, I don't know how many of you all know that we lost Tony Weldon. I'm here because I want to pay a little bit of tribute to Tony, because my career at the News Tribune would have never happened if it hadn't been for the tenacity of Tony Weldon.
Now, it's Betty Weldon's daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
just
sir.
Clarify that.
Yes. I was working at Tolson Drugstore. I was running the gift shop. Been there about 3 years. I was happy there. Tony worked at the newspaper under the tutelage of her mom, and she would come up and pick up the advertising from me for the gift shop. And one day she came in and she said, "Janet, you have a knack for this. You need to come and work for us. We have an opening." I said, "Oh, no, I'm happy here. I loved the Striblings. I loved my job." So that went past, and next week, here she is back again. "Janet, you really are good at this. You need to come work for us." I said, I'm good, Tony. That happened 3 times. And then one day, I was straightening up some shelving in the gift department, and I caught a shadow over behind me, and I turned around, and there was this big hulk of a man, and it was Lou White.
Oh, big Lou White.
Yep. And he said, "Tony says you need to come work for us." And I said, "Yeah, I know. She's asked me a few times." And he goes, "She really thinks you'd be a good addition to the staff." And I said, "Well, I'm really happy here." And he goes, "Will you at least come talk to me?" I said, "Okay." So we set an appointment, and the rest is history. I took the job.
How many years did you get in?
I was just shy of 4 months shy of having 40 years. And I will tell you, we were a family.
Tony was right, wasn't she?
She was right. And we laugh a lot. About that, because I was just, it wasn't something I was looking for. And a lot of times you end up places where you didn't know that's where you needed to be. After I started there, I found out that my twin sister and I were born on February 13th, 1955, which was the day that KRCG-TV went on the air. So Mrs. Weldon would always give me a little trinket on my birthday, because she knew that my sister and I had been born on that day. So, and then I found out my aunt Cerise Van Bibber had worked for her for many years. So it was just like some things come together because they're meant to be.
There it is. Now, you know, I used to miss the Christmas time when they put in all the employees of the News and Tribune and how long they'd been there. A lot of history. A lot of long-term people. So
Janet trained me.
Nobody can train you.
No, when I started the paper, Janet trained me.
Oh, by the way, we're at Jim Dyke's Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop here on 116 East High Street. That's Jim Dyke, D-Y-K-E. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, what's up?
I don't know. I just walked in. You had all these people here.
I want to say thanks for the baseball cards. You gave me 4 original Jim Dyke baseball cards.
Yeah, I want the money for them, too.
You said I could have
them.
Oh,
I see. Doggone it. You know, with inflation and everything
going
on.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's in my kitchen.
They're worth thousands of dollars now. So.
Yeah, we talked about those last night. There was a ghost story related to those, but I could tell about that later.
Talking about that later, huh?
Yeah.
Janet, let me finish up with Tony. You know, Tony was sort of in the back seat with Betty. Of course, Betty was the face of Jefferson City for the longest time, her and Bill. And she did a lot for Jefferson City also. And a lot of people don't realize that. Of course, I had a small, you know, I worked as a night sports editor for a couple of years at the News Tribune when we had, I'm trying to think of the city editor's name. And you get old, you forget a lot of people. White-haired, small little guy. Really good. Eventually, I got Corky Swarns, too. You know, he came in as sports editor. But they were good at picking out good personnel. The Daily Capital News. Remember the old Daily Capital News?
I do remember.
Now, did you sell advertising separately from the Daily Capital News, the News and Tribune?
No, we did not.
Or was it the same?
Back when I started, we had the Daily Capital News, which was our morning edition. And then we had the News Tribune, which was the afternoon edition. And everything flowed from one to the other. You couldn't buy them separately at that time. So, it was, and then I remember we had a big, we went on street corners all over Jefferson City when we announced, and we're giving out donuts when we announced that we were going to a morning only.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. We had t-shirts and
Coffee cups.
Coffee cups. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us didn't know how that was going to work. But it worked. Mrs. Weldon had, she just knew. She was so good at what she did. And
smart, smart people.
Smart,
I
smart.
Can remember my father selling the Sunday morning paper in front of St. Peter's Church on Sunday mornings. A lot of that went on. I mean, there was a lot in circulation and getting the paper out there.
Right. I think Jim still has one of our news or paperboy bags.
I have an authentic one hanging up right back there.
You've I wonder what it. Happened to mine. I had one because I had a route out by Dix Road. And,
no, did you did you West scribble on it? It might be yours.
I didn't scribble on it. No.
Okay. Well,
it was pretty clean. I kept it. Yeah. Have you done anything with it? Have you done?
I have some ideas. No, I don't paint on it. It's an antique. You don't mess with an antique.
Oh, well, then don't mess with me then.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people don't even dust them.
That's true. What are you doing now, Janet, besides the Lions and you and Schreiber?
Oh, my gosh, the list is way so long. I am staying very, Mrs. Weldon really wanted her people to be involved in the community. So with that being said, she got me started with the Crime Stopper organization, West Side Business Association, Apache Flats Business Association. So when I left the newspaper, it was just kind of natural. I just kept all those organizations and added some to the list, thanks to Sam Bushman.
Sam got around in those days, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. The mayor of downtown for the longest time. Well, I can remember, too, because you and I go back a long ways, Joe Majerski.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Joe Majerski. He recruited me and Susan Renner to be on the first Jefferson City Cole County Drug Abuse Council. And I think that was the first partnership between the city and the county for a long time. But,
right.
He said the same thing. I mean, he got around, too. He lived out on West Main Street with his 30 kids. But you guys were everywhere all the time.
Wait a minute.
The councilman wants to say something. I will yield.
Do you remember Daryl Sifford?
Yes.
Daryl was my next-door neighbor, and I was a Red Rag football coach, and he went on to the Charlotte Observer. He wrote a column called In the Clutch at the newspaper, and then later he won a Pulitzer Prize, and he died in a diving accident. But Daryl was a great guy. Daryl Sifford. He was a sports editor years ago, back in Mr. Majerski's time. I had the Moral Drive paper route.
Wow.
So,
when I was a kid, Ricky Walquist had our paper route, and my twin sister and I would follow him around, and we'd take one side of the street, and he'd do the other. So my roots go way back with the newspaper.
And when we used to be able to fold them during the week, you had to roll them on Sunday, but you folded them, and then you could sail them. But, of course, my dad always said, now, if it goes in the bushes, go get it.
Get it.
So, you know, we did.
But I dug mine out a couple of times on the bushes. Hey, you're visiting with Open Air Saturday here on News Radio 950 KWS. We're broadcasting live from Jim Dyke's Cottonstone Gallery and Flame Shop at 116 East High Street. A bevy of guests this morning. Very interesting people. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
The Central Missouri Foster Care and Adoption Association is hosting their annual gala Tuesday, November 1st. This year's theme is Meant to Be. Every year, their goal is to grow their programs to serve more kids and families in need. Reception and silent auction starts at 5:30, dinner and program at 6:30 at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City. The Central Missouri Foster Care and Adoption Association Annual Gala, Tuesday, November 1st. Find more information at mofosteradopt.com.
Get the app, get the deal from Jersey Mike's in Jefferson City. Download the Jersey Mike's app and use it to score $10 Giants on Fridays all through September. Plus, earn double points on Mondays. Fall sports and Jersey Mike's were made for each other. Swing by after practices, games, for your evening meal, or whenever you're after the best sub in Jefferson City. Get the Jersey Mike's app and good luck this season to all our local teams. From Jersey Mike's on Missouri Boulevard, Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Your Jefferson City Hy-Vee is proud to support local high school teams and athletes. And no matter the season, you can count on Hy-Vee to save you money with daily deals Monday through Thursday and weekend deals too. And don't miss the Mega Ad, a month-long coupon book with 80 pages of coupons, fuel saver perks, and great deals on meat too. There's also Hy-Vee Food Bank Fridays, supporting local food banks with monetary and food donations. Good luck to all the local teams this season from your Jefferson City Hy-Vee.
Are you the type of person who loves their community and wants it to be the best it can be? Now it's easier than ever to do your part. Go to recyclemo.com to see just how easy it is to recycle the right way. Or if you already recycle and want to be as efficient as possible, recyclemo.com can tell you what should and should not be recycled in your area. Become part of the clean recycling movement today. It's the right thing to do. Sponsored by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
At Foundation Recovery Systems, we work on a lot of neighborhood homes, and we're proud to share some of what our customers have said about us.
When we realized our family room was sinking, we knew we had to act fast and get the right people to come out and evaluate our situation. It was nerve-wracking. Turns out I had a foundation problem. They fixed it and guaranteed it for life.
Foundation Recovery Systems can secure your foundation and will guarantee the work for life. Visit FoundationRecoverySystems.com to book your free inspection.
Attention! Corporal Dooley is in the building on KWOS.
Wrong. Corporal Dooley is not in the building. I'm at 116 East High Street at Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop. Jim Dyke is here hosting us this morning. Really appreciate that.
Good morning, Hal.
Now stick your mouth on that mic there, will you?
I don't think that's
polite. We can't
polite.
Hear you.
That's not polite.
All right. What's your shirt say? I want the Jefferson City Center. Are we going to talk about that this morning? Well, let's get up here and talk about it.
Can I say something real quick? She played outside the gallery yesterday. She's going to play outside today. And we had all these golden leaves falling off the trees. And I've never wanted to sit and listen to a flute before. I never thought I did. But I couldn't walk away. I couldn't get anything done until she finally quit.
Did she finally quit?
It's just mesmerizing. It's
and
beautiful.
She came back?
He made me
she
quit.
Came back? No, she didn't have to. She could have stayed out there all
she
night.
Maybe she did.
Well, she did. Well, you could come listen this morning. It's beautiful.
I will definitely do that. Well, get up here. Tell us who you are, a little background, and you got a poster there.
Okay. I'm Tisha Celada, and I play with the Jefferson City Symphony Orchestra. We have our fall concert coming up this Tuesday. It's Tuesday at 6:30 at Richardson Auditorium, and it's a symphony spooktacular. We have a new conductor, Dr. Kevin Baker, and adult tickets are $15 and students are $5. Some of the pieces that we're playing a piece from Star Wars, Parade of the Ewoks.
Parade of the Ewoks.
And then Jaws. Dun, 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 dun. And then Thriller. Then there's a new piece we're playing that is a Canadian composer, and will be the first symphony in Missouri to play this new piece.
That'll be great. What time is that again?
It is 6:30.
6:30. Okay.
And let's see.
You're as bad as I am. You know, you got to go through all the paperwork to get to what you want. Yeah.
I was just going to put the new piece is called On Halloween Night.
Ooh.
Par un soir d'Halloween.
You got it down.
By Maxime Goulet.
Now, do you have a solo, a flute solo in this?
Some. Not very many, but some.
They give you equal time. I mean, I like the flute. I mean, it's sort of like the harp, you know, when that instrument is played, you listen.
Yes, yes, yeah, and we have really a beautiful harpist.
And how long have you been doing that, and why the flute?
My mom made me play flute.
My mom made me. Boy, where have I heard that
I
before?
I wanted the bongos, but she wouldn't let me do bongos.
Did you do bongos anyway?
No.
Oh, you would be good. You would really good if you picked that up and stuff. So what do you do in your...
That's her playing.
Okay.
That's yesterday outside, all over High Street, downtown. People just loved it.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Isn't that beautiful?
There's my lifelong question. Can you play the harmonica?
No. Nope.
Is there any similarity between a flute and a harmonica?
I really don't know because
okay.
I don't play
it. Yeah, you don't play
it. I don't
it.
Play it.
Dumb question.
But I imagine there's not because your mouth is on the harmonica all the way. On flute, it's,
on the
just,
flute, it's
sitting
just right there.
Sitting right on under the lip.
So what do you do in real life?
I'm a teacher. Well, I'm a retired teacher. I just retired in
July.
Oh,
you can't be that. You can't be retired already?
I just retired.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And where did you teach?
At Capital City High School.
And what did you teach?
I taught Spanish.
Spanish? Oh, man. Talk to me in Spanish.
Buenos días. ¿Cómo está usted?
Didn't understand a thing she said. You know,
voy a tocar la flauta más tarde.
And she's got that resonance too, with the roll that tongue just
she
right.
She plays the flute in Spanish too.
Oh, actually, good, I do have a piece this.
That's a Spanish piece?
Yes, kind of got that tone to it.
Now, why Spanish? Why did you pick up Spanish?
I lived in Washington, D.C., and I worked with a lot of Hispanics, and I picked up a lot there, and then I went to college. And
you know, it makes a lot of sense. It really mm-hmm. does. I mean, I went to Lies with Latin. Of course, Latin's a dead language. I'd rather have learned Spanish. I mean, we've got more Hispanics in here than we do old Catholics.
It's very useful.
Yes,
it's very
it is.
Useful, yes.
And I hope more people pick it up.
Stores, anywhere.
You know, I hope people pick it up, and I hope they emphasize that, because we need to communicate more better than what we do.
Oh,
I
yes,
mean,
yes.
You know that, and I know
and
that.
And it's good to learn about other cultures, too.
It is. And you're in a perfect medium, because music brings a lot of people together. Yeah.
And he's still working on his English.
Well, here's my problem, and he's got the same problem. What's your name? Is when you get older, you start losing, and you know, I've got a cheat sheet here, because you forget names and you forget things.
Look
and
at my big cheat sheet.
There you go. So it's realistically, I'm going to get another old guy on here too,
okay.
And I want can you play something in the second half for us?
Sure.
All right, don't go too far then.
All right.
Frank Livingston's in the house. When Frank Livingston's in the house, you pay attention. He's our new version of Frank Green. You know the old cop.
Yep.
Well, you know, you're high and tight.
Hey, I tried to get his job when he retired, but they didn't give it to me.
Now here's what I want to know from you: when you went into the Marine Corps and you stood on those yellow footprints, was your hair as short as it is today? Or did they have to cut it?
They had to cut it.
Oh, I'd love to see a picture of you before the Marine Corps. Did you have long hair?
No, I didn't have long hair. I just had slick black hair.
Oh, slick black hair.
Yeah.
And they got rid of that. And have you ever, when you got out, did you let it grow out again?
No, not really. No, because it was just too hard to take care of. So I just.
You got used to it.
Just got used
now,
to it.
The Marine Corps had no influence. How many years did you get in?
I was in for 22 and a half years.
Has it sunk in yet? I mean, you don't look like a Marine. You don't act like a Marine. Ha, ha,
ha. Yeah.
So you're pretty much indoctrinated.
I still wear my dress blues.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's amazing.
How?
I can too, but I got a wife that does alterations. So. But
not
the trouble
that
is,
much.
I can't see my.
She
my,
can't do that my, much.
No, well, that's true. That's true. Well, I'm glad that you do. I really am. Now, you were with us early on, and you escaped to Florida.
Yes.
And I know you had a great time because he was on Facebook every day saying, look at me, like Warren Kretsch and his fish.
On the golf course at 9 o'clock in the morning, or 8 o'clock in the morning, done by 9.
And then all of a sudden.
No, we were done at 6 and done by 9.
And then all of a sudden, you're back in Jefferson City.
Yep.
So it must have been too good a living down there.
It was good living in that, but I needed leave. It's good to be back, yes.
And Frank Livingston just does not come back. Frank Livingston comes back, goes to the Marine Corps League barracks, and gets involved.
Yes.
And you're into barbecues, you're into everything, I know.
Barbecue, the honor flight. And
then the biggest program that I think that we do, that's the best program, is Toys for Tots.
Yes.
First, let's talk about the barbecue. You got the guys out at Schulte's this morning.
Yes, we get a barbecue going on this morning. They'll hopefully start eating or being able to serve by 10:15, and they hope to be out of there by 1 o'clock.
See, you're getting as bad as the Legion, you know, because you got to get out there early and get in line. Otherwise, gone.
Well, usually by after 1 o'clock, things get real slow.
Yeah, they do.
So.
But then you pick up the 5 o'clock crowd. See, when I did it way back when in the old days, we stayed until about 6 o'clock in the evening because we could sell another 200 or 300 pieces in the evening crowd. But that's okay. That's okay. I know how Marines are. They want to get in, hit hard, and then they're gone.
Well, and not as many. We don't have as many volunteers now as you had back then.
Well, that's true, too. And we need to talk about that someday.
Right.
We definitely will.
Yes.
But let's talk about Toys for Tots. You got big shoes to follow, but it's a great program. And we need to get into this, and I think you started off really good. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that's supporting it.
We have.
I know Sam Bushman's. Yeah, you got Eric Hoy, and you're going to fill up a couple ambulances this year. Are you two holding hands on this?
I've had a meeting with the EMS on what they're on their ambulance thing, and they've asked me if they can do a couple of things, which they can. I'm not getting away yet because they haven't started their press releases.
Yeah. Let me
but
do this,
Frank.
They've
got several things started.
I don't want to cut you off because I want to get into this a little bit. It's 8:30. You know, we're on the radio, and I've got to take a break. Or listen to Open Air Saturday here on News Radio KWS 950 and 104.5. Originating from Jim Dyke's Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Frank Livingston.
Here's what's coming up on Wake Up Mid-Missouri.
Hey, what's up? I am Brandon Rather.
I'm Stephanie Bell.
I'm producer Hannah.
And we are Wake Up Mid-Missouri. Join us each weekday, 5:30 tonight. We do a lot of cool things.
Straight from the swamp, we'll have your daily DC rundown at 6:23.
And we'll be checking out what's hot with Hannah every morning at 7:25.
Plus news, analysis, and opinion every morning here on the radio station.
Wake Up Mid-Missouri. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 104.5 News Radio 950 KWOS.
Francis Fry here with another restaurant review for Oscar's Classic Diner. We tried to get owner Kurt to brag, but long story short, he wouldn't. So we found the scoop on the Google. Justin from JC says, the James Dean Bacon Cheeseburger is the juiciest sandwich around. No cap, but there you have it. Justin from JC, along with over 1,800 other patrons, have given Oscar's 2 thumbs up or 5 stars. And apparently, a cheeseburger is considered a sandwich. Go to the Google to see for yourself why Mid-Missouri loves Oscar's.
Oscar's Classic Diner. Ain't nothing like it.
Before the sun comes up and long after it sets, ABC 17 News and Storm Track Weather keep working for you, gathering the information your family needs to take on the day, alerting you to breaking news and health and safety concerns in our area, plus tracking the latest weather conditions to help you plan ahead. It's everything you need to know from the team you trust most. ABC 17 News and Storm Track Weather, where the news comes first.
Catching you up on all things Jefferson City. It's Hal Dooley on KWOS.
We're back here at Cotton Stone Gallery, Jim Dyke's Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop at 116 East High Street. Having a great time. Jim's doing face painting. Let's see. Sam Bushman's got MU. Frank Livingston, the Marine, doesn't have anything. You look terrible, Dyke. I mean, let's see. Mark Ellinger doesn't have any, or not Ellinger. I'm sorry. I'll never let that down.
Sam, another dollar fine at Lions.
Check mark next to old age here. Check mark next to old age.
Another dollar fine from me.
Mark Schreiber, 5th Ward City Councilman, in case anybody doesn't know. But anyway, we've been talking to Frank Livingston from the Marine Corps League. He's back from Florida. He's doing all kinds of things. We talked about barbecues today out at Schulte's, but more importantly, Toys for Tots. They're getting into that season. And Frank, you've picked up some big shoes to fill, but we're doing great.
Yeah, we've got off to a rough start, but we're getting things smoothed out.
Well, you can't tell it externally.
Well, no. They have done something this year. They have given me 4 new counties.
Oh, man.
And
I can see that.
And it's created a situation. We picked up Miller County, Montague County, Morgan County, and Osage County. But my situation is I need to find someone in those counties that will represent, get the names of the kids and be our liaison. We're looking for some organization or
coordinator.
Church. Coordinator in those counties we can work with and put boxes and things out and collect toys.
Give us the counties again.
Miller County, Montague County.
Montague
County, yes. Morgan County and Osage.
All right, we need somebody from each of those counties to contact Frank Livingston, right?
Yes, and they can reach me at 573-395-6314.
All right, we'll say that again before we...
And our main... point of location is at the mall again this year, the same place we were last year. And we've got 2 events going on this next couple weeks.
Okay.
And if they will go to our Facebook page at Toys for Tots, Cole County. Toys for Tots, Cole County. And they go down and they can see some flyers for the Texas Roadhouse on the 25th. If they can take us photo shot of the flyers, and if they show this flyer when they go into order, we get a percentage of that.
Oh, great.
That, and that is going from 3 to 10 on the 25th at the Texas Roadhouse, and Master Claus will be there.
He is in his red uniform?
In his red uniform, yes.
All right.
And then on the 1st of November at the Big Whiskey from 5 to 8, you show them the flyer. And we get a donation from that. They're calling it Dine to Donate.
Well, that'll be neat because those
and
are
those are two new places that we have picked up.
And popular
this year.
Places. That's great.
Popular places, and we're getting more and more of the businesses involved this year. As I've got more individual groups. I've got the the Marine Corps League is more involved this year. We've got American Legion is doing a little bit. The VFW is doing a little bit. And we're gradually growing it.
Do we have our donation boxes out?
I don't have the cash donation boxes out yet.
What about the toy
donation?
Because
we can't find the keys.
Oh, gosh.
We've got toy boxes out, yes.
Okay. Is there someplace we can find a list of those? On what businesses?
On our
website?
On our website page.
Okay.
The jefferson.city.mo@toysfortots.org.
All right, we'll do that again.
And there's a list in there of where most of our locations are, but since that we made that list up, we have gotten in a whole lot more. And also, the other organizations that's starting to work with us, they're putting boxes out on a daily basis. That we don't know where they're at, really. They're going to be setting up for a day or so.
Yeah.
One that I can think of right offhand that's not on my list is the water tower.
Okay.
A box just went out there just
now
the other
179,
day.
179, right next to the Mexican place.
And some of the restaurants, just about all the banks in town now have
the boxes. I know Sam Bushman, who's sitting here next to me, when he had Samuel Succedos operating, he had a box.
He's got a big list.
Yeah.
We dropped 14 boxes off for him.
So they can drop toys off now at our EMS on South Ridge, or come to the annex second floor and drop off toys there too. So we're already collecting.
Yes, we still got to get boxes of some of the state offices, but as soon as I get some in.
And I need to get that list so I can publicize it.
I will get you
more.
A list.
Frank, let's talk about the four counties again and tell me what. I know you need coordinators, but what do you expect them to do?
We need the coordinators to do is basically work a church or whatever it is happens to be, work with and get us the names of the kids, the families that need toys.
Oh, okay.
And we'll put boxes out and help them collect toys, and then they more or less give me all the information, and then we will back up what with more toys if we can. So we want the toys collected in the counties and used in the county.
Right.
They've had that problem in one of the counties in the past where toys were collected, but they got sent off someplace and didn't get back. We want them to stay there.
I think you mentioned the churches. I think, you know, if a member of one of the churches and you can use the churches they're based, that would be excellent.
Yeah, churches, some of the county office.
County offices,
or someone
maybe.
Like I said, we just got them. So we hope we can get in there this year and get it going.
So give him a call today, and we'll get that before I let you go. Time frame. And when you're collecting toys until what date?
On the 12th of December, we are going to start picking up boxes.
Okay.
On the 14th of September, December.
Uh-huh.
14th of December, we want to start sorting the toys, putting them in bags so we can start issuing them out. And then on the, we hope by the 15th of December, we can start having the families come in or go over where they need to pick toys up, and we want to be completely done by the 20th of December.
Super. So I want to remind two things. One, the barbecue out at Schulte's today.
Yes.
Starting at 10 o'clock, and then give me your contact again.
Okay.
They can get a hold of you.
My phone number for Toys for Tots is 573-395-6314. Just leave me a message, name and number, and I'll get back to you.
All right.
The web page is jefferson.city.com. M-O, at toysfortots.org.
All right, you got that, people? Got that? Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate all you do, Frank. I mean, with the barbecue and the Marine Corps League, they're doing a bang-up job on all the things that they do, and especially Toys for Tots. I mean, that's one of those programs that really is beneficial to the community, especially the young people who may not get a gift over Christmas, but will get one because of the Toys for Tots program.
Well, the Toys for Tots program is not going to end on the 20th of December. We're going to continue on through the year on if a disaster come up or something, or a family needs assistance or something like that, something happens, we hope to have toys where we can give to the kids the year round, and also the library literacy program.
Yeah, that's good too. Frank, can I get you on again in a couple, 2-3 weeks to remind everybody
what
we're
doing? Yes, I'll get up
with you. Because I think it's important that we participate in this program and get those toys to kids. So it's a bang-up job. I want to thank the Marine Corps League for all they're doing. I want to thank you for coming back from Florida and really putting a shot in the arm to the Marine Corps League and getting these things done and the leadership that you provide.
Okay.
Thanks very much, Frank.
Okay, thank you very much.
We're going to take this opportunity, broadcasting live from Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop, Jim Dyke's Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop in downtown Jefferson City. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
19 states have legalized marijuana. Now it's our turn, Missouri. A yes vote on Amendment 3 is a vote to help our law enforcement do their job, fighting serious crime, and create millions in new funding for veterans' health care. That's going to help a lot of people in this state. For our vets, for our police, for Missouri, vote yes on Amendment 3.
Paid for by Legal Missouri 2022. Paul Bocci, Treasurer.
The Foundation for the Benefit of Hawaii's Catholic High School would like to express their sincere thanks to their corporate crusaders for their loyalty and support of the Foundation and Hawaii's Catholic High School, Hawthorne Bank, Huber & Associates, Jefferson Bank, Winter Dent, American Family Insurance, Greg Kolb Agency, and many others. With their generosity, the Foundation and Hawaii's Catholic High School will ensure that future crusaders will be afforded top-notch Catholic education. They also want to extend their warmest gratitude to alumni, local businesses, area community, and friends of Hawaii. Elias. Nearly 90% of people research a company online before making a purchase. Do the math. How many potential customers are you missing out on because you don't have a strong online presence? Having a website isn't enough. You need a strategy to reach those customers and bring them to your website. Zimmer Communications Digital Marketing allows you to get in front of your target audience while they are researching. Our local digital experts can help you customize a strategy that gets you in front of the right people at the right time. Learn more at Zimmer Communications.
The cool weather brings with it some good things. Colorful leaves, along with those crisp days when you can smell wood burning somewhere in the distance. But it can also bring the flu. Protect yourself and those around you by getting your flu shot at Roberts Drug in Jefferson City so you can enjoy the season flu-free. We ask you to schedule your flu shot beforehand instead of walking in and come experience the Roberts difference. Home of Jefferson City's best pharmacist, Kim Roberts. Roberts Drugstore, RX.com.
Are you the type of person who loves their community and wants it to be the best it can be? Now it's easier than ever to do your part. Go to RecycleMo.com to see just how easy it is to recycle the right way. Or if you already recycle and want to be as efficient as possible, RecycleMo.com can tell you what should and should not be recycled in your area. Become part of the clean recycling movement today. It's the right thing to do. Sponsored by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
I get it, Dad. Game day is a big day for you. Your favorite team, a bunch of snacks, and the whole afternoon to yell at the TV. So, Dad, let's make a deal. I'll leave you alone so you can check your fantasy team if you make an appointment at the Missouri Heart Center. Just imagine them as your other favorite team, ready to help you score big when it comes to the health of your heart. Sounds like a touchdown to me. Woo! Comprehensive Cardiovascular Care in the Heart of Missouri. MoHeartCenter.com.
KWOS Saturday Open Air with Hal Dooley and the whole crew.
Thank you for joining us on Open Air Saturday in downtown Jefferson City at Jim Dyke's Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop in this 100 block right across from Carrie's Hallmark Cars. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. I tell you, yeah, they're going to cut me out. We have four Bushmans in the house. Got the spouses, so we just really only got two. And everybody knows Sam, so we're not going to let him talk. But we have William. And he talks about William. William's from Virginia. Super, super nice guy. I had dinner with him last night. Knowledgeable guy. And you're the true. I want to know, Bill. First of all, good morning. Really.
Good morning.
I'm glad to see you after last night's Toddy Factory. We did well. We got home and we got, yeah. I took the little red pills,
yeah.
You know, and I settled down and got up this morning. But you're one of the Bushmans, you're kin to Sam, and you're from Virginia. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I was born in St. Louis County, lived there 9 years, lifelong Cardinals fan, and then moved to Kansas City for 4 years, and then my dad, who was Sam's father's younger brother.
So you guys are cousins, huh?
We're cousins.
First cousins.
Kissing cousins, right?
I kissed.
Okay. I'm sorry, Bill.
My dad got transferred from Kansas City to a little town in western Virginia, Stanton, Virginia, in the Shenandoah Valley. He was with Westinghouse as an engineer, and that's where they made air conditioners. Big ones, and so that's, I was starting high school and graduated from high school, mm-hmm. and decided to come back to MU for engineering school. So graduated with a civil engineering degree and went back to Virginia and married my wife and started with Virginia DOT and was there for 39 years, so.
And you retired now?
I'm retired.
And when he mentions your names, he mentions DOD all the time. Is that true?
Well,
you were the somebody in DOD?
I think he's referring to our son.
Your son, okay.
He goes by William.
I was going to ask you that, too. You go by Bill or William?
I go by Bill.
Okay.
And when I was a little squirt, I was Billy, because my dad was Bill.
Like Sammy here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, he's referring to our son William.
Okay, I'm learning the family tree here a little bit.
He went to West Point, jumped out of perfectly good airplanes for 5 or 6 years, and then decided he'd become a lawyer, which our grandfather was a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and Sam's dad was a lawyer, and then our generation, we didn't want anything to do with the law apparently, and we became engineers and mercantile people, and then now we've got lawyers coming out of the woodwork.
That's true. And, Bill, and you know in the scheme of things that engineers are up here and lawyers and politicians are down there. So you did well. You did very well. Can you think I can get your lovely wife on for a second just to say hi to all our Jefferson City listeners?
I would enjoy that, yes.
She was so vocal last night. Such a pleasure to converse with.
You're very kind.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just truthful. That's all.
Well, I'll have to say that I've been a student of Jeff City history for 56 years.
56. Now, he didn't say it. How long have you two been married?
51 years.
51 years.
So we met our last year of high school and had a courtship the whole time he was out here at the university. But as soon as I got connected with the Bushmans, happy hour, they taught me how to drink bourbon. That's very important.
Yes, it is.
I'm a Virginia girl. We didn't do much on bourbon. And you'd sit around happy hour and talk about old times. So I learned about Jeff City being this magical place. And Bill's mother and daddy grew up here and graduated high school, went to the junior college before they went to MU. And I heard the stories about all the dances. There must have been perpetual cocktail parties, dances in the 40s. And I was talking to another cousin of these fellas, Polly,
mm-hmm.
and she said she grew up hearing these stories and just thought it was some sort of magical place. Like you wish you'd lived here then. Yeah.
It is a magical place.
And all the people are so nice. You and Ann just welcomed us graciously. And
well, you're nice people. In spite of Sammy. That's
Sam,
not true. That's
he's a
not
good
true.
Guy. He Sam's good. Good. Guy.
He's one of my best friends. Jim Dyke's one of my best friends. He looks a little rough sometimes. But he's a good guy. He's a creative individual. You know, he does the editorial cartoons for the News and Tribune. And you had a nice tribute this morning. You know, and you did, what did you do, corn yesterday or something like that?
Yes, I can't. Was Missouri corn, and today was used Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, that's right.
Talking about.
Now, do you think she should get her pension after 40 days in office and then resigns? That was the big question this morning.
No.
No, I didn't think so either.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think Margaret Thatcher should come back and finish the job.
Well, and you paid tribute to Margaret on your editorial cartoon. So, see, we just don't quite know how Jim's mind functions, because he sees things we don't see, and you got to buy the paper in the morning just to find out what he's going to. And it's no fun unless somebody sends a letter to the editor chastising him for being biased or critical or just nasty cartoons. But that's what it's all about, is to express an opinion.
Do what? When you write those letters.
I don't write letters because I'm not good at writing. Sam's the one that's good at writing. And he'll write a 30-page letter. I'd write about a 30-sentence letter.
What is Sam doing over here anyways?
Well, he's going to answer all this that Bill and Martha are talking about. I'm going to give him rebuttal
it's
time.
It's not like him to sit here and say nothing.
I know, but this is the one chance that we get in a long time to have other Bushmans here.
It's been at least 10 minutes.
Let me get back to Bill and Martha and talk about your reaction. Have you been here before? I'm sure you have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We, when growing up in St. Louis and then Kansas City, we would always come to Jeff City at least once a month.
And grandparents.
Yeah, my grandparents were here, and grandmother died in 54, but my grandfather was around for a long time.
Well, we really enjoy having you here, you and Martha both. I hope you come back, and we're going to come out there and see you guys.
Please.
And Sam, I'm proud of you. You got good kin. Yeah, you got some real good kin. I appreciate that. Now, Jim Dyke, he's saying the same thing. He's all painted up.
Yeah, well, Sam's painted too. He had me paint the MU logo on his face.
You think we ought to let him talk? It's your show, but you want to let him talk?
You can't even usually stop him from talking.
No, you can't. You can't. Well, now you've heard accolades and little downsizing and stuff like that. What do you think of Bill and Martha?
They're my favorite cousins.
Favorite cousins.
On the Bushman side, we don't have a really big family, but you know it's quality, not quantity. And so, you know, we went out in June and visited them in Stanton, and then went on to General Strotman's cabin in the Shenandoah, and just explored and antiqued and had cocktails, and we had a great time. So we're paying them back and taking them to the homecoming game today, and we'll take them to breakfast at Prison Brew tomorrow and buy them Bushman bowls, and then they'll head back to Virginia.
That'll be fun. And something we said a little bit earlier, I want to find out, because I found out from everybody. 51 years. Now, I want to know, Martha, tell me the truth. Who courted who? See, because this day and age, it's hard to say sometimes, and it's surprising what the answer is.
Well, true confession.
Were you the aggressor, Bill?
When I was, I started at our high school, Robert E. Lee High School in Stanton, a month after the school had actually started. We moved a month afterwards. And my geography class, my freshman year, this young lady was sitting behind me. And I was really intrigued. And then after our freshman year, we kind of didn't interact at all. And then senior, we were in our English class together. And then that's when it really started.
Yeah, because it had been tough, because you're sitting there and Martha's behind you. So you didn't do much rubbernecking, but you wanted to, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been down that road too. But you did the hookup, and 51 years later, you're sitting here in Jefferson City on my radio show, and I appreciate that. I really do. Sam, yours was about the same way, wasn't it? But a little boat out on the lake was a. Didn't you tell me that story one time?
Well, I kept.
Oh, don't break the equipment.
Kept a sailboat at the lake for about.
You took her out there and said, "I'm not going to let you back in until you say yes." Is that the way it went down?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we had a more unique. I met her at Mortimer Kegley's, you know, over cocktails. So I'm sure it was love at first sight for Linda. I don't want to speak for her, but But anyway, yeah, we got married in 1984. So Bill and Martha have us beat a little bit.
Well, but still, it's a long-lasting. She's listening. Uh-oh. She definitely is listening. So you want rebuttal time, Linda?
No,
okay. Linda doesn't want rebuttal time.
Yeah, but she gave me a loving look.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, yeah, it's been good. And Bill and Martha, I mean, you really appreciate, you know, going a long way from Virginia. Of course, you know, you think flyover country here. And we're conservative, and I know you guys are conservative, too. But living in Virginia has got to be a mix of, my golly, there's a bunch of crazy people running around. And, you know, we don't too much have that, do we, Jim? I mean, the population here is predominantly conservative, and at least I think so.
Yeah, for sure. And, definitely.
You know,
I think we're going to bring Bill back and have him drive one of the snow plows for MoDOT, since he learned how to do that with the DOT.
No, I want my girl Martha to drive one.
Oh.
Yeah. What's wrong with you? Why is always the male? I mean, these females can do quite a bit, too.
I know how to drive a tractor.
That's right.
And a truck.
There you go. You're hired.
How to bring in hay. My grandparents had a farm. So.
You're a farm girl.
Farm girl.
Yeah, I understand that, too. Jim Dyke. We got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What do you got to say for yourself?
I don't know. I don't have anything to say. Really.
Oh, yes, you do.
We got Sam needs to talk. Sam, aren't you running for something?
This isn't a political show. No.
No, he's running. Yeah, I mean, there's a 5K outside or something.
There's the 5K. Yeah, presiding commissioner's 5K.
There is a 5K.
Yeah.
Going on this.
Yeah, and November 8th too. You can vote. Vote for me, and I'll go out and run again.
Right.
Not 5K, though.
Okay. Maybe. I've got my pull-up bar set out in the back in the workspace if you need to do some pull-ups.
Oh.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Back there in the workspace?
I've seen that.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Get busy.
I'm going to go down and get a cup of rocket fuel here as soon as we're done.
Because here's rocket fuel. That's tough stuff. I mean, that'll straighten out your hair real quick. Ooh.
So how much time you got left? Does Jeannie have time to say her ghost stories?
Yeah, well, we got 3 minutes. Get Jeannie back on here. Jeannie Schwaller's floating around here somewhere. Thank you very much, Bill and Martha.
Pleasure.
So. Hurry up, sit down, get up, move it on. Yes, let's go.
You can say a lot in 3 minutes.
Yes.
We know that.
Halloween.
Okay.
It's called Samhain. It comes from the old Celtic, and it came to America, particularly with the Irish immigration. In the British Isles, they carved turnips, but they found out here we had pumpkins, which were native to North America or to the Americas. So pumpkins became the carving. And the story of Jack-o'-lantern was a man named Jack who put a coal in the turnip and walked around because he had made a deal with the devil and won twice, and the devil wouldn't let him go to hell, and evidently God wouldn't let him go to heaven either. So that's why we have Jack-o'-lantern. We have lots of food associated with Halloween, and if any of you are over 55 years of age, you probably will remember popcorn balls in the U.S. and apples. Obviously nuts, pumpkins, and turnips, which are all fall foods. Costumes came from France because of the All Hallows Eve, when people went to the cemetery but they didn't want to be recognized. In America, we also associate witches and cats and scary stories, and of course all the horror films that are out. Today, Halloween is a major holiday, which started in the 1950s, promoted by the candy companies. It's the second largest promoted holiday in terms of cash outlay next to Christmas, and it's estimated $56 billion this year will be spent on Halloween celebrations with candy, costumes, all of that. Besides haunted places in Jefferson City being the penitentiary, places close if you want to go to the haunted, is the Limp Mansion in St. Louis. So that's a lot about Halloween.
A lot going on Halloween. Jeannie, yes. I always appreciate having you on. I appreciate everybody listening to us on Open Air Saturday here on Jim Dyke's Cottonstone Gallery and Frame Shop, 116 East High Street. Stay tuned for Kim Komando's show, Missouri Homecoming this afternoon against Vanderbilt at 3 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody.